right, guys, welcome back. Really excited about the additions today. Our scouts are hard at work right now signing free agents, and really excited about the crop as well. Started off the day with Chase Edmonds, running back from Fordham, who we were extremely high on from the start. We know he's tough, product of his environment, being from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And but, I mean, really a guy who, for a small school back, production is off the charts. I mean, I think he was about 650 yards. The guy has tremendous run skills, great lateral quickness, avoidability in space, great vision. The next player was Chris Campbell. He is a guy that has played inside and outside. He's a long corner, 6'1", 200 pounds, and he ran well. He's got great athleticism, change of direction, the ability to play off and play press coverage. He caught our eye down at the Senior Bowl, had a great week, and performed at a high level. So, again, he's a guy that we think can come in and compete right away. And then we finished up with Corey Cunningham, the offensive tackle from Cincinnati. Great story. He's a guy that was really fun to watch when you look at the fact that he didn't even go to the combine. Started at right tackle as a junior, left tackle as a senior. And when you see his, he came and visited as well. Massive frame, 6'6", 311 pounds. And I'm not sure I've seen many guys test like this. He ran 4.90, vertical jump 36 inches at that size, which, again, is off the charts. I haven't seen many guys, particularly offensive tackles, vertical jump 36 inches. So he was a former basketball player, and we think he has loads of upside. Ray Brown was a big proponent of his and got along quite well, and really excited about the addition. So I'll open it up for questions.
Was it a function of the board mainly that you wind up taking so many guys on offense instead of
that? Absolutely. That was the biggest thing. I mean, you know, again, like I said yesterday, in a perfect world, Coach and I would have been thrilled to have balance and to fill some positions defensively if those guys warranted those picks. But we had such high grades on those offensive players, we didn't want to stray away from the board.
One of the things that we're doing right now, as I mentioned before, you know, we're trying to find some corners. We have identified quite a few that we're going to bring in. But again, you know, I think we have some guys here that are competing hard. We tried to stay true to our board. You know, we put a lot of hard work and dedication into that. And the one thing you don't want to start doing, you don't want to start trying to reach. You feel like you got to fill a need. So we stayed true to the board, and I think we came through with a pretty good draft. And we said that we're going to be aggressive throughout the process for his free agency trade or even in the draft. And you saw that when Steve moved up to be able to get Josh Rosen. So coach has got to go coach. We've got to do a tremendous job as we continue to press forward. But I think going back, as I said before, and looking at it now, we're in a great situation.